You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento's rivers and waterways, they're a jewel. They provide not only ecologically diverse habitats for plants and wildlife, but also a wide array of opportunities for us to get outside and just take it all in. But over the years, these natural spaces have been degraded by a buildup of trash and debris, which has been compounded by ongoing issues from littering, a lack of government resources to clean everything up, and Sacramento's homelessness crisis. Just over a year ago, an all-volunteer group formed dedicated to cleaning, restoring, and protecting these waterways and ecosystems. And their work has already paid off. They've removed over 1.2 million pounds of trash over the past 15 months. Here to tell us more are Crystal Tobias and Roland Brady, the president and vice president of the Sacramento Area Creeks Council, and Mark Baker, co-founder of the River City Waterway Alliance. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hello. Thanks for making the trip. Okay, Crystal, I want to start with you. How did you all get interested in working to clean up our local rivers and waterways?
Well, I'm a local girl born in Sacramento, and I've been going down to the American River since I was 5 years old. I've had a lot of experience along our waterways, Folsom Lake, Lake Natoma, and I just realized that something needed to be done years ago. Oh, I've been doing these kinds of cleanups for 30 years. The habitat down there is amazing, and nobody else was picking this stuff up when I started, and so I worked with the American River Parkway Foundation, Save the American River Association, worked independently, and now I live by a state park and I clean up there. But the rivers, the opportunity to work with Dr. Brady in 2018 really opened my eyes. And it just was natural because I love this environment and I want to take care of it.
How so? What happened in 2018? Since you've been at it for decades now.
Well, I met Dr. Brady, and he had a project on Steelhead Creek, which is a salmonid creek, which houses steelhead trout and Chinook salmon. And he had been doing a study on Steelhead Creek about the kinds of trash that is in the water and how it's affecting the waterway. He'll talk more about that. But he came to a meeting that we both attended and asked for assistance with this project. I happened to have some spare time and said, okay, I'll be there. Little did I know what I was getting into, but I just fell in love with that area and realized that we could make a difference down there.
Well, Dr. Brady, Roland, I mean, you have a PhD in geology. You specialize in watershed hydrology and stream restoration, so this seems right up your alley. What would you like people to know about, you know, our rivers and creeks and other waterways in Sacramento?
Well, what's most important is that these are absolute arteries of life in a quite arid environment. And all of the creeks that we've been working on drain ultimately into the Sacramento River and then into the San Francisco Bay and the ocean. So what happens on a very local level, the little creek that may be in your backyard, has an effect ultimately on the delta and the ocean itself. And these lifelines of habitat were venerated by the native population, and then ultimately they were occupied and used, and they're being maligned now from benign neglect and also general ignorance and misuse of the land. So what we're doing is to try to reverse that history and bring these back to the corridors of life that they truly represent.
Mm. Well, Mark, I mean, you are the co-founder of the River City Waterway Alliance. Tell us the backstory. How did this all come about?
Yeah, so the four co-founders, myself, David Ingram, Kathleen Ford, and Lisa Sanchez, were all part of another small cleanup group. And we met, and we met all these other pioneers of the waterways, and we all fell in love with the creeks and the parkway. I mean, I've always been out playing on the parkway my entire life, but we saw the need for a waterway-specific group. I mean, we saw the travesty, the terrible conditions, all the homeless people and everything living on our creeks and rivers, and nobody was cleaning up after them. You know, they move out, they leave their trash, and there's no way that county employees can keep up with all the trash. And so we decided to start our own little group with the pioneers that have been working on it for 30, 40 years, And so over the last, since January, we started in January of 2023, and we've done 385 cleanups since then. I mean, that's almost, four to six to eight cleanups every week somewhere on our waterways.
It's almost daily.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, pretty close. I mean, we always schedule four cleanups every week, and often we'll do as many as eight cleanups.
Well, and the fact that you've been able to pick up, you know, 1.2 million pounds of trash since January of last year, 2023, I mean, I would imagine you have a good group of volunteers who all believe in the same mission and wanting to protect the beauty of Sacramento's waterways.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so proud of our volunteers. It's just amazing that, you know, we have over 11,000 volunteer hours. We've developed this fantastic community of people that like to go out three times a week, picking up 10,000 pounds of trash every week, even more than that. And it's our exercise program. It's our social group. And, you know, we just all love each other.
Crystal, what are some of the trash and debris that is more problematic that you're seeing when you go out there?
The most problematic are the large textiles, and that would be tents, tarps, clothing, large pieces of plastic, mattresses, and foam pads, because what those do when they get wet, they sink to the bottom of the waterway, and they armor the bottom of the channel, which it disrupts the life cycle of the critters that live in the substrate. Another thing is shopping carts. Shopping carts bring in more debris, and when they're in the water, they grab the debris that is floating downstream, and also there's a non-native plant called water primrose that will grow up around the shopping cart, and it blocks the fish passage. And so those are the most damaging. But we also find thousands of hypodermic needles and human waste and toxic waste, empty herbicide and pesticide bottles, thousands, literally thousands of batteries. So we try and, you know, keep that stuff out and separate. But that's probably the most damaging. But we find everything, and we some of us have little collections of treasures that we we collect. And we try and make it fun. I mean, it is fun. And you can tell people keep coming back. But it's also, you have to laugh or you cry.
Yeah. Are there certain rivers or parts of the river or creeks that seem to be more polluted with debris?
Well, Steelhead Creek, certainly, because it runs parallel to the American River near the downtown area in Discovery Park. And that is a very popular area with the unhoused population. It's close to services. It's close to the Northgate and Gardenland area. And that creek and Bannon Island in particular were really, really badly damaged. But we've developed a great working relationship with Sacramento County Parks, and they have taken this very seriously and have begun making sure that this kind of activity is not happening in the park. Bannon Island, Mark coordinated like 22 cleanups this last summer of Bannon Island.
32.
And some of those folks had lived down there for 20 years, and there were structures that they had built. And this is a sensitive nature area. So we can see that the work that we've been doing has made a difference, and partnering with the Sacramento County and the other agencies has been huge for us. Sacramento County, the city to some extent, RD 1000, which takes care of the levees on one side of the creek, and American River Flood on the other side, and Sacramento, who gave us the horse grant?
Regional Sanitation.
Sacramento Regional Sanitation has been a great partner, and now we also work with a group called Forensic Clean that does come in, and they take our trash away a lot of times, so we don't have to haul it to the dump. We do have a trailer that was funded by Regional San, and that's been great, but it's even better when the agencies will come and take our trash away for us, because it's a lot of trash.
There's a lot of collaboration going on.
I mean,
a lot of volunteers, but also a lot of local agencies that are helping out as well. I mean, Roland, Crystal touched upon the harm that having debris and just contaminated materials, the harm it can have on the waterway. But removing 1.2 million pounds of trash, I mean, that seems like a lot. How does this benefit, you know, the habitat and the critters and, you know, and the species that call this area home?
Well, one of the main things, as Crystal mentioned, is that the textiles armor the bottom and they make a deoxygenated area in the substrate. And oxygen is the life of all organisms. And so the life is not so much in the water of the stream, but it's in the water that's in the sediment in the bottom of the stream. And by removing the textiles, it makes the sediment available to the oxygen, and high flows then stir up that sediment and restore the life. So that's the main contribution. But also with the presence of camps along the side of the streams, there's been the removal of woody vegetation. There's compaction of the soil. We did a study and found that in the tent sites, the soil is compacted 3 to 5 times more than the native soil is. And that favors non-native vegetation, weeds and things like that. And it also encourages a type of erosion that cuts rills, cuts grooves into the side of the banks, which encourages sedimentation in the stream. So there are a number of benefits of removing this material.
I'm curious, as we wind down this conversation, we have a few minutes left. If someone's listening to this, they actually, you know, go for daily walks on whether it's the Sacramento River, the American River, or a creek in their neighborhood. What tips and information should they keep in mind so they can be part of the solution if they see some debris and some littering taking place?
Well, they can. What I do is I always have a little bag with me and wear gloves, and I take my pogey with me wherever I go. And a pogey is a trash grabber, and they can pick up trash in their own neighborhood. They can go on to the River City Waterway Alliance YouTube channel or Facebook page and see some of the large scale cleanups that we do. They can support Sacramento Area Creeks Council because we then in turn support our volunteers with refreshments, but mostly equipment and supplies. And they can take action in their own community. They can adopt a little creek in their neighborhood or even I pull over when I see a plastic bag on the street in danger of going down a drain, because I look at it as one last plastic bag that's going to go out to the Pacific garbage patch in the ocean. And I'm extreme, but there are ways that people can help just every day in their own little lives.
Yeah, what seems to be small, like maybe it's just a piece of plastic, is actually a big thing, because all the little things add up, especially small pieces of plastic, like straws and stuff that can be really difficult.
Animals eat that stuff. They don't know that it's not food, but they can't digest it. And it's important to note that what we're doing is not for aesthetic reasons. It's not a beautification campaign, although that is an effect of what we do. What we're doing is environmental restoration, trying to rejuvenate the natural processes that are encumbered by all of the debris and the habitation.
Mark, what does it mean to you? We only have 30 seconds left that, you know, a year plus in, you know, you've had a robust turnout for the River City Waterway Alliance.
Well, we have a ton of fun. I mean, it's amazing how much fun we have at our cleanups. So like Crystal said, check us out on Facebook to find out about our upcoming cleanups. And check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. We make music videos for almost every cleanup we do. We have over 242 music videos on Facebook. It's a blast. And it's exercise with a purpose. None of us even need to join a gym.
Exercise and a party.
Well, and a party. That's good, too.
Mark, if you volunteer, you get free lunch.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm down for that. Mark, Crystal, and Roland, thank you for stopping by. It was nice talking to you three.
Thank you very much.
Crystal Tobias and Roland Brady are the president and vice president of the Sacramento Area Creeks Council. Mark Baker is the co-founder of the River City Waterway Alliance, talking to us about how they've picked up 1.2 million pounds of trash in just 15 months along Sacramento's rivers, creeks, and other waterways. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.